95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. You know that because it's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh Emilia, SR Perot headquarters right now, kind enough to have a sombrero-wearing courier drop off some beverages for us. We're trying the same thing that you guys are trying. That works out really well. So we had Modelo on side one, and now we're into another set of traditional Cinco de Mayo beverages. A little preview for what perhaps your Tuesday party might be, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Cinco de Mayo. It's Taco Tuesday. Let's drink some Coronas.
Oh, I forgot it's Taco Tuesday.
Okay. Taco Tuesday.
We had our Cinco de Mayo party planned for Tuesday, of course. I didn't even think about bringing tacos in there.
What, did you bring pizza?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was leftover pizza.
He folds it in half so it looks like a taco.
Yeah, it looked more like a pizzone. All right, so beverage number three is what?
We got some Corona Premier.
Oh, okay.
This is their light-ish, like, healthy beer.
Right. So this is their light version of Corona Light. 90 calories, 2.6 carbs, kind of that healthy lifestyle. The better-for-you beers, but you still get that nice Corona flavor to it.
Okay.
Yeah, right on the end there, yeah.
And I'm guessing for a longer Cinco de Mayo party, you could probably extend your day with a beverage like this because it's not as heavy.
Yeah, 24-pack will do you.
Nice. Now, obviously, anywhere around you can probably find these. Any particular places we should seek out some of our Cinco de Mayo beverages?
Well, actually, yes. Right now, actually, if you go out on Cinco de Mayo, there's 8 places where if you go get food to go from a local restaurant and support a local restaurant.
And beer to go.
And beer to go. You buy a Cinco beer, you get a Cinco goodie bag. That's right. There's 8 places. Don Pepper's, Dimitri's, Tipsy Taco, The Grind, La Fiesta in Ormond Beach, La Fiesta in Port Orange, Clancy's in New Smyrna, and Flagler Tavern. So if you go to any of those places from 4 to 8 p.m. and buy some Cinco de Mayo food to celebrate, you know, some Cinco de Mayo beer, you're going to get a Cinco de Mayo goodie bag.
Really?
And that's right. Thank you for bringing Cinco home.
I think that's pretty cool. You know, you still get to celebrate at home, kind of get that swag stuff you would normally get if you were out at the bars or the restaurants, and you just get to bring it home this time and still enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, because I've always signposted May 6th as the day where my kids go, "Where'd you get all those beads?" And I'm like, you can have them. You can wear them. They're stuck in my hair. But that's a great idea. That's a very brilliant plan right now in these changed times to try to still make some fun for your Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Corona, they've got something cool they've got going on, too. And they're, if you actually go to a website called cincoathome.com, that will tell you which restaurants are open on Cinco de Mayo, and it will tell you about Corona and Modelo specials that day as well.
cincoathome.com. Man, okay.
And hashtag Cinco at home and join the party with the rest of us drinking Coronas and Modelos.
Brilliant idea. Okay. Well, this is very good. See, this will be a lot of people have had a lot of time to surf the web for much less important sites. So Cinco at home, right? I mean, that's a much better use of your time. All right. I see another familiar Cinco de Mayo friend in bottle number 4. What are we having next?
Got that classic green bottle of Dos Equis.
I don't know.
Do you know what the Dos Equis is? I want to hear your version of it.
Yeah.
Why it's called Dos Equis.
Yeah. I think it's because in the apocalypse, the two horses that ran out front were both number 10. And so 10 and 10 finished. 2 X's, 20 Roman numerals, horses, beer. Get it? Is that it?
You got nailed it.
Okay. Sweet. Sweet. Man,
Dos Equis means 2 X's.
Okay. Oh, well, that was not as much as I thought. That's good, though. 2 X's. And for whatever reason, this beer has become like, I mean, I don't know why this beer is so good, but it really is. And it's good year round, but especially on Cinco de Mayo time.
Agreed.
Hey, I'm going to grab Dos Tacos and Dos Equis.
I'm going to do that 3 times.
Though. He's drinking a straight from the bottle now.
I think this is the first time I've ever had a Dos Equis.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Let's commemorate this moment with some photos.
I'm going to take another sip.
Get the confetti cannons. Nothing? No. Well, Now it's the second time he's had Dos Equis. There we go. We've had a first and a second.
I'm actually digging that.
It's really good beer. Look, we don't want to crush the party or anything, but we do have a can here at the tail end, and I know this familiar partner as well because I like fights.
Oh, yeah, they do a lot with Boston.
Yeah.
This is Tecate.
Tecate, and this the actual can here, it says Edición Retro, which means it's the retro edition.
Are you dropping some Spanish on Josh and Amelia right now? Sounded like it. All right.
Okay. This is sweet.
How long have Tecate's been around for a minute, too, right? They've been doing this for a while.
A very long time.
Really? Have they really? Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as
since the late 1800s or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Wow.
Well, I used to drink this all the time when I lived in California.
Really?
Yeah, and they would not only serve it to you in just the can, they would also give you some salt because you put salt on the top of it, it tastes even better.
Really?
Oh yeah, but it's a darn good beer.
Do we have any? Okay. Do we have any of that? We haven't got the margarita salt in here yet. I guess actually, intern Steve was eating pretzels earlier, so we're just gonna lick some of that up. Let me try that.
That's gross.
Oh, that's not salt. That is sand. My bad. My bad.
Or dandruff.
Don't eat that, guy.
Dos Equis is going on BOGO at Publix in Winn-Dixie.
Whoa!
Now, that's right. Through Cinco de Mayo, Publix in Winn-Dixie, pick up some Dos Equis and get your Cinco de Mayo on.
It'll be the amber Dos Equis as well. So if you're more that style, we got that going too.
You know, this would be normally like a crazy red alert, four alarm fire kind of time for you guys, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Things have slowed down a lot.
Usually be all hands on deck. Like you said, it's just a little bit awkward right now. But if you can celebrate at home, celebrate at home.
And keep in mind, I have never on purpose eaten a taco, ever. I think I had a soft taco once, but somebody told me I was under the guise that it was a burrito, so I didn't know. So maybe Tuesday, though, I'll embark on my first taco right here on the show.
All right.
And it's just an open-ended burrito.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
It's a wrap,
right?
A tiny wrap.
Yeah. So, or as I call it, meat and a sock. But I'm going to put, what I think we'll do Tuesday is we'll just bring in some fine SR Perot beverages, some of these beers. We'll just do these beers again. We'll get some more. And we'll have our Cinco party right here on the air. And you guys are virtually invited to call in and participate.
Very well may do that.
Yeah. Good. Even though you'll be at work on Tuesday, but just tell them we're doing another brew review on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll tell them I can't load the shelves up because I'm celebrating.
You guys are our heroes. We'll see you soon. Happy Cinco!
Happy Cinco!
Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers.